everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Hey, cattle producers. Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, February 7th, started at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network, channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 19,600 head to be offered, 5,100 yearling steers, 4,500 yearling heifers, 9,200 weaned calves. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Triple-digit gains seen throughout cattle and hog futures here today, with lean hog futures leading the complex higher as April futures held a $2.55 per hundredweight rally. March corn futures about three-quarters of a cent higher. The Dow Jones 36 points higher. NASDAQ up 66 points. Livestock futures surged higher today with early support quickly gaining momentum following the move higher in feeder cattle. Additional support moving back into the complex today with June and August futures leading the complex higher as prices held triple-digit gains. The focus throughout today, though, has been to help traders try and offset losses seen from last week. Bids and asking prices not likely to be seen until later this week, while box beef cutouts today were higher, up 75 cents in select and up $2.97 per hundredweight in choice, with light movement of 46 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, strong gains flooded into the complex late today, with April contracts holding $2.25 per hundredweight higher, while at the same time, triple-digit gains in all contracts held with the focus on regaining market losses from last week. There was expected to be an increase in buyer activity that moved throughout the complex today, while prices trying to build increased additional support through the month of February. Grain trade, meanwhile, mildly mixed, with corn trade flat to a penny higher. Soybean trade 3 to 5 cents higher today, with trade looking for more confirmation of recent business with China. Meal was flat to a dollar lower, and oil 10 to 20 points higher. Finally, in wheat today, trade was mixed after the strong finish on Friday, with the Southern Hemisphere harvest continuing into the near term. North American winter wheat areas should have snow covered this week, which is why the extreme cold did not boost trade, with colder air working back this week. Meanwhile, weekly export inspections off just a little bit at 440,031 metric tons. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.